PPS, Panama's Property Service, your indoor air quality specialist. Call PPS, Panama's Property Service today for your free estimate and video inspection of your air duct system. 812-369-9696. It is Monday morning. Time for Joe Smith live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning.
Good morning, Glassman.
Good morning.
Hello, Margaret.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine for a Monday.
It's Monday morning.
New month.
There you go.
Yes.
Groundhog everywhere. Bad news. Raining in Pennsylvania. Six more weeks of winter. That shouldn't really surprise anybody.
Yeah, that was probably 3 to 5. He wasn't going to see any shadow today.
Exactly right. Well, as long as he just gets it all figured out in 6 weeks when IU baseball has their home opener, we'll be all right.
There you go.
And none of us will worry about it. But we'll talk IU in the next hour, as we always do on Monday mornings. But on 7:45, we get caught up on the high school beat, and as we did and got you ready for last Tuesday at Yogi's, Mike Runyon, the South wrestlers, the North wrestlers, the Edgewood wrestlers, everybody was out in sectional action, Joe, over the weekend, and get us caught up on that, plus all the hoops and everything else, gymnastics going on a winter's Groundhog's Day.
Well, Mike Runyon's 20th-ranked South wrestling Panthers made it 7 straight sectional titles, outpointing Marty Hutzel's North Cougs and Greg Ratliff's Edgewood Mustangs, who finished 2-3. And now on to the South Regional this Saturday. The Mustangs will be sending 3 champions to the Regional this Saturday, headed up by IU-bound and unbeaten 160-pounder senior Gabe Kuntz, also winning crowns for EHS. 138-pound division went to David Hanna and Rhett Blake at 150. South's outstanding freshman Noah Hunt, now 33-0, breezed in the 106 weight class, and senior Griffin Shermer, now 32-3, winning at 132. North sent its first 2 sectional champs in 4 years to the regional, with juniors Hunter Dalton and Zach Wade winning at 182 and 195 respectively. So congrats out to those 7 kings of the mats for sectional titles. Mentioning 7 straight WIC boys swimming crowns for Jeff Coney's Mustangs. They set 2 school records, senior Jake Pemberton along with senior Michael Gossett and junior Kyle Run. Each won a pair of individual events. Gossett and Run setting new school and conference marks in the 200 free and 200 IM respectively. The girls of Erica Musselwhite finished 2nd to South Vermilion. Senior Sammy Roberts won 2 events, including a new conference mark in the 100 back. South was 2nd and North 4th to Conference Indiana Champ Columbus North in the boys' get-together over the weekend. IU-bound senior Ian Finnerty won the 100 breast and 200 IM. His win in the breaststroke event, a new Conference Indiana mark, lowering that to 56-4. Sophomore Matthew Jordan won the 100 fly. Cougars senior Chris DeMar is home first in the 100 free, and fellow senior David Bright was 2nd to Finnerty in the backstroke, but he did break Hoosier Max Irwin and former Cougar 2-year-old mark in the event at 59-07. On the hardwood, J.R. Holmes' number 9 ranked South Panthers finished off January 9-0, winning its 12th in a row, sweeping Terre Haute South and Jennings County over the weekend. South will host 14th-ranked Columbus North in our broadcast game Friday night. Both teams are 4-1 in Conference Indiana after the Bulldogs lost to Southport Friday, assuring the Cardinals at least a share of the 2015 title. Panthers' Josh Martindale, Tucker Blackwell, and Johnny Jager, 93 points between them in those 2 weekend wins. Dave Mahurin finally got that 300th career win after Edgewood had to forfeit a win to South Vermilion due to an ineligible player who had played too many combined JV varsity quarters in that January 9th game. The Mustangs swept West Vigo and Monrovia. Senior Austin Renard and junior Cole Craddock had 12 threes between him and 49 points in that Monrovia win Saturday night, but instead now of 2 5-0 WIC teams head-to-head Friday out at the Corral against Brown County, the Mustangs have to win to grab a share of the title. Senior Tate Stewart had a 42-point weekend. North beat Columbus East in our broadcast game Saturday night after losing in double overtime to Franklin Central, a game in which Stewart recorded a career-high 29. Girls' section sectional draw is out, and Bloomington North and South will play each other in the opener a week from tomorrow night at Shelbyville, and another rival matchup will get things rolling at Owen Valley on the same night as Edgewood drew Owen Valley. By the way, junior Sharice Otter had a career-high 22, as Larry Winter's South girls won at Perry Meridian. They start the week 12-6, Edgewood 11-10, or 11-12, rather, and Bloomington North 2-20. 10th-ranked Bloomington South finished second, and North was sixth in the South Gymnastics Invitational. Panther junior Meg Euler won the vault with a 9-2. And don't forget, kicking off your sports week in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6.
Yep, we'll wrap up a Hoosier Hoops victory that you will get to inside the numbers here at 8:45. Indiana beats Rutgers, a team that hadn't been playing very well, but the Hoosiers did what they needed to do. Halfway mark of the Big Ten season, Joe, they're 6-3 in a logjam there. In second place, joining Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue, and Maryland. Hoosiers on the road at Wisconsin tomorrow night. Is that a 7 o'clock tip?
Yeah, 7 o'clock
tip tomorrow night, yeah, from Bucky Badger Town. Obviously, yesterday afternoon right here on the airwaves. Super Bowl 49, and you got your money's worth, Joe. I posted on Twitter, there's no better reality television than live sports. From that catch from Tom Brady's drive to the interception at the goal line, it was some wonderful theater, no matter who you're waiting for.
Catch by curse. Wow.
Yeah, the game changed momentum 16 times in about 16 seconds, it felt like. The question for the Seahawks from here to eternity would be, why didn't you hand it to Marshawn Lynch again and take your chances with Tom Brady having 20 seconds to get a field goal? I mean, that's pretty good odds if you ask me. But, hey, that's why sports, again, if you would have written that script, nobody bought it.
No.
That's why, and that's what makes it great. You're right. We'll be in the zone tonight. We'll cover Hoosier Hoops. We haven't been on with you since the Purdue game, so we'll cover Purdue-Rutgers and obviously wrap up the Super Bowl as well. IU hosting Purdue tonight, women's basketball, 8:30. Notice the start time there. It's a Big Ten TV game at the Assembly Hall.
Yeah, Barnburner Trophy up for grabs. We'll talk about it next hour.
Yeah, 8:45. All right, Joe, sounds good. We're off to a good start. Get that coffee going, and we'll get caught up at 8:45.
See you then, my friend.
Time for Joe Smith Monday mornings live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
We doing, Glass.
Good
Margaret.
Morning.
It's February, Margaret. New month.
It is.
New day.
Yes, yes. And it's
new
one
week.
Step closer to spring is what I keep on telling myself.
We got out of January relatively unscathed.
We did. I hope the February will be similar.
I hope you're right.
Well, we appreciate you making the time for us. Rain, shine, snow, or sleet, or whatever it could be. And you're right. We haven't had much of any of those. As you mentioned on Friday, Joe, we didn't have any high school basketball delays for the first time in 427 years in the month of January.
That's right.
So that was great. But we've got college hoops to get to. Indiana took care of business against Rutgers in a big game against Purdue for the ladies tonight.
Well, Big Ten hoops action kicking off the week and the new month tonight. For Terry Morin's Hoosiers women, it's the Barnburner Trophy out at the hall. McCracken Court, and hopefully a split with the Boilermakers, who won by 22 at Mackey Arena last month. Indiana wanting to snap a current four-game losing streak. The Big Ten Network at 8:30, so note the later start time for this one tonight. Purdue comes in 3-7. Indiana is 2-7 in the league. The Hoosiers looking for number 13 overall, and since being inserted into the starting five, sophomore Alexis Gassion is averaging 12 points and nearly 10 rebounds for the Hoosiers, which has added a little spark to the balance of the offense for Coach Terry. A poor start doomed Indiana last month as Indiana got in trouble early. It'll be pack the place. That's the theme tonight, and hopefully things will turn the Hoosiers' way this evening. Indiana last won the Barnburner Trophy a couple of years ago, and they won it in the final seconds by 1 point. Also, a half point is up for grabs in the ongoing Indiana Governor's Cup trophy chase with the PUs. IU currently leads 4-2 heading into this month of February. Tom Crean's Hoosiers, part of a five-team logjam in second place, trailing Wisconsin at 6-3, taking on the fifth-ranked Badgers. tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Kohl Center in Madison. Only a meeting of the two, by the way, this season. Indiana's 5-0 in conference games decided by 8 points or less as we break here at the halfway point, 6-3. Last year at this particular point in time, the Hoosiers were 2-4, and one of the reasons is defense in the clutch. That 8-point margin was the case last Saturday in the win over Rutgers. Troy Williams responded off the bench with his third double of the season, 14-12. James Blackman Jr. Regained his shooting eye with 20. Indiana shot 60% in the second half and hit the final 8 free throws over the last 2:15 to secure the win. And a couple of Nick Zeitzloff threes keyed that victory. It was an 8-0 run, actually highlighted by Z's triples as the Hoosiers scored 16 of the game's final 24 to pick up that win. Indiana bench, of course, buoyed by Troy's effort, outscored Rutgers 26-0, and Indiana's transition game perked back up 18-2 in fast break points. Elsewhere, Lynn Loring's IU Hoosier Tennis Netters off to a 5-0 start with a weekend sweep of Cincinnati and Xavier. Alicia Koss, two singles, and Sarah Barron each won a pair of matches. Shannon Murdy closed out both matches over the weekend, winning at two doubles and five singles, beating Cincinnati and Xavier. Next up will be DePaul and Butler for the Indiana women this Saturday out at the Tennis Center. Jeremy Wertzman's crew, they swept Western Michigan and Northern Illinois Sunday. They moved to 4-1. Meanwhile, senior Rory Hunter has the fastest time in the Big Ten this season in the mile. He finished third in 4:03.9, fastest time in the conference, 12th fastest to date in the NCAA out at the Indiana Relays at Gladstein over the weekend. And former South Panther Mark Chandler also in the spotlight. He was second in the 3,000 meters. Indiana wrestlers Taylor Walsh and Nate Jackson with decision wins. Indiana falling out in Lincoln to 8th-ranked Nebraska yesterday, 33-6. Michael Hickson swept the diving events, but the Hoosier men lost in a double duel to Louisville and Ohio State over in Columbus this past weekend. Blake Peroni, the young freshman star, won the 200 free. The IU women beat Louisville at the CBC on seniors' night. A couple of juniors helping out matters there. Haley Lips winning both the 2 and 500 frees, and Brooklyn Snodgrass also was in on two event wins. Jessica Parato swept the diving events for Drew Johansson's women as they beat Louisville. By the way, as we mentioned earlier today, the big news locally, the sectional girls draw is out for the tournament. The sites will be Shelbyville and Brown County. Shelbyville, north-south in the opening game a week from tomorrow night, and Edgewood will play Owen Valley over in Nashville, and that will be the second game of two on that particular night. John Callahan passed along in terrible news out of Bartholomew County this morning. Josh Bidell, one of the top players in the state, a 6'8 forward, taken to Methodist Hospital in critical condition after a two-vehicle crash Sunday night on U.S. 31 near Taylorsville, which is in Bartholomew County. It was a two-car accident. Spidell had to be cut out of his car. His passenger, Kylie McCracken of Greenwood, was taken to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. First responder said Spidell suffered head trauma and internal injuries. He is committed to play at the University of Vermont. Just a terrible story and a blow to the Columbus North Bulldogs, one of the top 20 teams in the state, who are due in here in our broadcast game Friday night in the battle for second place. But our thoughts and prayers out for the quick recovery of Josh Spidell. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
All right, Joe. Not fun to talk about. Again, life very precious, and we hope everything's okay over in Columbus for all of that. Dave and I will get you caught up tonight on the Purdue and Rutgers game. Indiana, again, needs to start. There were good things in the game against Rutgers, but the consistency of the effort is the part that just makes you scratch your head. How you're down 52-45 to a Rutgers team that, let's be fair, wasn't very good on your home court. That will be erased away by winning more basketball games, because the Hoosiers, again, found their way out of jail. And the effort is just got to be a little bit better. But you're right, Zeisloff hit a big three. It's a 4-point game. I didn't like the shot, but it went in, and that made it 7, and away you go there. So, again, The Hoosiers, plenty of room to grow, and you don't want to be playing your best basketball on February 2nd. You want to be playing it on about March 17th. So you still need to connect those dots to get to March 17th.
Well, the consistency in the start, we talk about the start IU women want to have tonight against Purdue. It's imperative to Indiana gets one tomorrow night at Cole and play with the consistency and the effort and the transfer. And hopefully, obviously, after a couple of disheartening road losses, hey, this one's not going to be easy. Let's face it. Wisconsin, one of the top teams in the country, let alone the Big Ten. But that said, it's a basketball game. Go up there and let's see what happens.
And good stuff as always. We'll talk to you Wednesday morning after you return from the Bucky Badgers Frozen Palace.
All right. I'm sure it's cold and snowy up there.
Yeah, it always is.
Just warm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Smitty. We appreciate the time as always. Joe Smith joins us every Monday morning, Friday morning, and mornings after IU basketball.